Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Kurt Palfari. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Motten. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim O'Toole. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a fly ball into left field. Motten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Motten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on O'Toole. McNally moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Palfieri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNairtney for a passed ball. McNally moves to third. Kurt Palfieri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfieri is 0 for 1 in the game. Palfieri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNally scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim O'Toole. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 1 in the game. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palfieri scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Motton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haney moves to second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Haney and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio is hit by the pitch. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kenworthy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Kenworthy reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for John Buzzard. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Motton hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 2 in the game. Steele strikes out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Steele settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair strikes out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. 1 out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. 2 outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 3 in the game. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Don McMahon now pitching. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Motten hits a fly ball into left field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowens. The throw from Martin and he is out, still applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards first. Bulfari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.